Great pick.
Hey, thanks. How are you doing?
Good, how are you?
Good. That was my wife and I on our 23-year-old daughter's college graduation in
I
Birmingham.
certainly hope it was your wife. All right, that's good. 20
Anyway,
college graduation.
unfortunately I'm out. I'm not on my laptop, but I could chat for a little bit. I wanted to make sure we connected before we rolled into potentially next week. But
Yeah, and I
how are you doing?
apologize for that. I've got a colonoscopy in the morning, and I didn't think about this, but my son-in-law said, when you start that medicine in just a little bit, he said, you're done. Don't plan on being. So I thought, oh gosh, I had no
No,
idea.
I did it about a month ago, and you don't eat for you don't you eat for your life for a few days, and then you get on that medicine. And you just have to be near a restroom. That's that, you actually feel fine. You just have
Yeah.
to you just got to go to the restroom quite a bit.
I'd be interrupting.
Yeah.
So
Well,
anyway,
good.
yeah. Hey,
Hey,
I'm
how
doing
did
the
your
course.
how did your how did the event go last week?
Went great. Went great. You know, it'll be they're editing it up now, so it'll be streaming up on our website at some point if you want to take a look at it. We have last year's when Horst Schultze was there, and this went really well. So we're glad. Good crowd, a lot of response, a lot of folks want to engage in different things that we offer, and so we'll be.
That is awesome. And that was held last Wednesday down in the Columbus area. Is that where you are?
Last Tuesday in Auburn.
Oh, in Auburn. Gotcha.
Right at the hotel and conference center downtown.
Okay.
So we
Okay.
ballroom.
Awesome. And you mentioned Horst Schultze spoke last year, was your keynote. Who was your keynote this year?
Steve Robinson. Steve's a former chief marketing officer and vice president for Chick-fil-A for 35 years with Truett from the beginning.
That's where I knew his name. Okay. 'Cause I recognize his name, but I didn't know, on that marketing team, Woody Falk has obviously been phenomenal over the years there too. So
Yeah.
anyway, but I'm glad it went well. How what have you been thinking about? How do you think I can help with what you're doing?
Well, it's funny because I really hadn't thought a whole lot about it. Then recently, a couple of our big donors said, "Hey, how's our support growing?" And I kind of went, "Well, it's not. I thought you guys were so." But my sense was, and I've known this, that it needs to because, and I had a talk with a guy yesterday. I go to Fort Wayne in 2 weeks. No, yeah, 2 weeks. Then I go to Tampa in a month. And each of those are starts. They're places where there are guys ready to do what I'm doing in those communities. And we've got four others sitting on go. And I realized, and what I said to him, I said, and the guy before, I said, Mick, we've talked about the money and raising it and all that. I know he can raise it. He had a $3 million budget. He raised it, which isn't a lot to you, but for the YFC chapter he
That's
ran.
a $3 million budget is a good amount. That's a good amount of money.
Yeah, and so I said, Mick, what would it take to get you kind of really mobile and motivated? He said, Kevin, if the Edge could come in with, for the first 18 months, we get you going, we help you get growing. He said, at the end of that, I wouldn't need any help. And I'm sensing that's what a couple of the other guys are feeling because some of them are leaving situations where they feel like I can't go to the guys that are supporting me now and say, hey, will you move your support or will you? And
Yeah, well, what's the model? For example, let me ask you this question as far as the model. So Fort Wayne and in Tampa, you got a couple guys that want to be you in those communities and kind of starting to curate and lead a group. If they raise money in their community, and I've lived out this model numerous times, if they start raising money or there's a communications or there's an effort in Tampa or Fort Wayne, Indiana, or wherever, it could be another 20 places. What is your model as it relates to? Is there a percentage of dollars raised in Tampa that will stay with home office for database support, accounting, bookkeeping, materials? Is there what's that economic relationship?
Yeah. So, and the beauty of the, I've got a guy for DC, Naples, and Denver as well.
And by the way, it could just be that you're not decentralized, you're centralized, and you're an organization that just says, hey, we're going to fund making sure that we're raising enough money for the guy in Tampa, and all the funding is for the Edge Ministries. I mean, there's a couple. It could be centralized, decentralized. It could be franchise model. You know what?
We're looking at an as decentralized model as possible. That's what the board. When I was with YFC, we were loosely affiliated, basically kind of like the Southern Baptist more than the Methodist. And again, the beauty of this is the guys I'm looking at will come in like me. We've known each other 30 years. We will kind of develop some of that together, but we'll share costs on resources, bookkeeping, the account, that kind of stuff to an extent. But beyond that, you know, I would love that for them to tell guys, look, 100% of what I raise here helps us reach the business community in Tampa. 100% of what we raise here helps us. We will, because so far the guys on my board and our supporters, they want to get it out. They're not that, they don't care if it comes in, but they do recognize that something's going to have to help fund those other areas more so than here. We're okay. And the home office is pretty much okay. And so, but it's a great question that we haven't got in concrete. And they're the kind of guys that'll be good to develop that together. First generation will be very solid health. How does it move to second generation will be the challenge of how that looks.
Yeah, but here's the question. I'm not trying to get into these tactics now. It could be decentralized, but there still is a central database. There's a method of communications. Checks are processed at a home office. So let's say it's 90% stays within the region of Tampa, 10%, whatever that model is. So the area is essentially responsible for donor relations and fundraising, but then there's still an effort that I would think that you would want as a central organization to make sure that you're managing messaging, data, your 501c3 tax deductible services, et cetera, and all that. So you're building, I would say, you don't think of it as infrastructure. You're just building out a process.
Yeah. And that's right. When I got into this, that wasn't part of my plan, but this thing's exploded. And so I'm working.
I think we would find that there are people in some of those other communities that would say, man, my life's been transformed. I see what's happening in the community. I could give more than I'm maybe given $5,000 or $10,000 to Tampa. Mm-hmm. They might invest in the organization to see you expand into, say, 3 more markets.
Right. Yeah,
Because they care about the landscape of America and leaders and the next generation and or whatever that is. That to me is the messaging around curating a donor relations and a fundraising program.
Yeah.
In addition to the relationships you already have in the annual event.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think you're right. I'm sure you're right. Those folks are there. Yeah, I see them here. There are folks here because two of our core values are, well, not core values, but two of our distinctives are we're free and we give everything away. And so the transition from we're free to saying, hey, you want to support us has been a little awkward for me, not so much for the donor, for those guys that are wanting to give. And we've started doing that. Our initial strategy was, look, we're going to give this away 3 years. And then after 3 years, let's see if there's some business guys who are saying, hey, we love this. How do we help you get to other businesses? Well, that has started happening. And I wasn't even sure it would, but it's been fun to watch that start happening. And those are $10,000 guys who are going, and you know how they're doing it. It's really interesting to me. And I've started transitioning them now, but it's been, they'll give $5,000, you know, we get $5,000 sponsors for that breakfast. Well, it's underwritten. So that's income to the ministry, but they want to be a sponsor of it. And then we get $5,000 for our Sehoy golf event in July, which is fully funded by Cam, but they do it that way. I've already gone to one and said, hey, will you take your $5,000 for those two events and each and make it $1,000 a month? And he said, yeah. So he's doing that. So there's some others that I'm going to start to
Yeah.
From the
event. You just turned a $5,000 gift into a $12,000 annual gift.
Well, it was $10,000. They did five at each of them. So
gotcha. Gotcha.
You upped it
20%.
Yeah. Yeah. And I think they're looking for a way to do more. That's just what I asked for, you know?
Those are relationships. Those are trusted relationships that you've had, that you've invested in their lives. But, you know, there's probably more out there. But I think that what you're getting at is, what's the next layer of people to say, I get what Edge is doing. I want to not just be a part of it, but I want to invest in it.
And I think I probably have 10 I could do that with today, like I've done with those other guys that I need to do that with. So, which is, $100,000 at that point.
Yeah.
That we certainly could use and help us. I also, since we first talked, I've been approached by one of my former board members with somebody who they think would be a great part of the team here. And after meeting with her, she would be great. She's great with women business leaders and she's everything I'm not. She's a detailed person. She's all that kind of stuff. But I had to say, Janie, I don't have the money. We don't have the money. But I did say, look, I'm meeting with Steve, and maybe out of that, I'll get a vision or an idea or a plan or a strategy or something with him where we will, because you would be perfect. She's patient about that. She probably has a little potential, but not a lot. She's young. She's 30, but she's worked at the university and hotel. So she's got all those business relationships. She was around the development folks and all, but anyway, so there are needs that since we talked, I think the Lord's kind of said, here's some things that I'll tell you, we did the biblical worldview for business leaders by business leaders. That's exploding. I had 10 companies sign up at the breakfast that they want that. So
that's we'll be awesome. Doing that
with them. But off of that, I had a doctor who got with me, sat down and said, here's what I've done based on what you were giving out. Can the Edge do it with doctors? And he said, I can get it where it counts for their CE users. You know, doctors have to get training hours every year. He said, I can make it where you're training on the biblical worldview for medical professionals by medical professionals, where that training would count for their CEUs or CPUs or something. And so we're moving, and the medical school here wants us to do that too. So we're trying to empower that. And then I got approached by an assistant state attorney general and a just retired judge and a new who said, can we do it for lawyers? And so I'm kind of, it's just tweaking for them. It's more language, but anyway, those are some areas kind of waiting to explode. Honestly, what I want to do is help them get started and say, it's yours. Take it, call it whatever you want, make it your ministry and go. We're business leaders. That's kind of what we're set up for. But there's a lot of excitement about the Edge and what we're doing, especially in that particular arena, which surprised me. Apparently there's just, at least you may know something. We haven't been able to find anything out there that exists like that for business leaders and for medical professionals and for lawyers.
Those are both very specific niches. Attorneys, medical doctors, they've got crazy weird schedules, very unique culture to both of them.
Yeah.
And I don't know a lawyer. I don't know many lawyers that actually like what they do. They like that they make good money. I know most doctors that love what they do that are not good business people.
Oh, but they think they are. That's smart. They think they're good. They lose a lot of money in business things that they thought were smart, is at least what I've been saying. My dad was a hospital administrator, largest hospital and clinic in Florida. And he always used to say, doctors either believe in God or they think they're God. There's no in between there. And so those guys are fired up to just take the faith more clearly into what they do. You know, part of it is all this AI stuff that's coming up and got everybody frightened that it's going to influence their thinking and their hearts and their kids and all that's going on. I think that's exactly why they're getting excited about it. If you get a solid biblical worldview, if you understand, then that's your filter AI can't change it. Can't change your mind. Think how you act. It's the only protection. Is a scriptures for a
great. Yeah, I would say from the business culture, absolutely. And then the younger generation, it's, you know, contending for, you know, what are we doing to proactively contend for the next generation? Because you're right. There's, in fact, the last two nights, Tucker Carlson did a great segment with Elon Musk, and they talked a lot about AI. And he wasn't talking about it as an end of mankind like Terminator. He was talking about it being from an influencing cultural thinking, the deterioration of any religious faith, which is to be a non-religious culture, communism, and then, you know, voting in ways that aren't conducive to probably how you and I both feel. Mm-hmm. That was his big red flag. Hey, I'm actually at the bank, and I'm going to be doing a couple of signatures here. How I mean, Kevin, I'm enjoying having these conversations with you.
Yeah.
What? How can I best, I guess, tactically serve? I know that we had kicked around the idea of maybe getting together today, and it just didn't work. You got a full calendar. Do we want to try to get together face to face at some point? Do you feel like you've got maybe a couple of folks, even though you don't necessarily have, quote, the money to engage a gal? I don't know if you're thinking about, hey, I need a 6-month game plan on infrastructure and processes. I need to figure out how to get in front of people to do not just vision casting, but to communicate our tactical game plan on how we want to do X, Y, and Z.
Yeah, all that you just said right there, I you said it really fast, and I'm a slow thinker, but I think so. But what I do know is I want to get with you for you to help me know, because I think it's your gift. What do I need to do to be ready to fund and better fund who we are and where we need to go, where we're able to go, where doors are wide open. And I'm focused, just so you know, the medical, the attorney, great. I'm focused on the business leader, the business community. That's the calling. That's where my heart is. And the needs.
What time are you having your procedure tomorrow? Is it in the morning?
Yes. I got to be there at 6:30. Procedure is supposed to be at 8. I should be done, they said, by 9. Back.
Okay. I tell you what, I'm flying to Austin early tomorrow morning. Mm-hmm. And I've got a lunch, but I've got some availability both mid-morning, which probably is not going to be good for you because you're going to be coming off anesthesia. Maybe in the afternoon. If you're feeling up to it, text me and say, hey, I'm available. And hey, Steve, you want to jump on a call? Because I was planning on being on my laptop where I could do a screen share and show you some things as far as kind of speaking into some ideas of what might resonate with you. But I wanted to audible to make sure we connected. Why don't you focus on what you need to do, your procedure in the morning. And then if you feel like it, if you're, you know, usually a couple hours after your procedure, when somebody drives you home and you get a little rest, then you can, you know, text me and say, hey, I'm available if you want. If not, we'll bump it to Monday, Tuesday next week.
Oh, no, I want to. And then I want to come to Atlanta, sit down with you.
Yeah.
And I can do that. I come to Atlanta regularly. It's interesting that I don't have it yet, but I'll be over there. Yeah, I'll be over there on the 9th. I'll be over there on the 4th. I'll be over there. So I'm in and out on a couple of things that I can wrap that around. So we'll figure that out.
Okay.
I'll be with you tomorrow afternoon for sure.
Okay. Kevin, thank you.
Hey, sounds good.
Thank you.
See you, brother.